Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Margaret.
Good morning, LaVon.
Hey, it's good to have you back. It's always good to hear what's going on with BPW.
Oh, well, we appreciate KJN having us on here, and I always enjoy it.
Oh, good, good. Well, it is time for, you know, usually we think at this time of the year the high school seniors to apply for scholarships, which it is, but the folks that you're talking about might not be high school seniors.
That's right. We have one that we manage that is for seniors, but we have four others that are for women that are out of school and going on to different things.
Have had more life experience.
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay, so do you want to start with the high school one, or do you want to start with the others?
I can start with the high school one. Okay. It's a $500, it's a Collin scholarship. It is funded by Penny Collin of Omaha. She was formerly from Brayton, and she wanted women to get into more of the technical things. She is in IT with IBM right now, and she's had a very successful career, but she had her ups and downs with the discrimination and all that along the line. So she makes available to a female resident of Cass, Shelby, or Audubon County who is pursuing a degree in computer science, management information systems, computer systems management, chemistry, or engineering. Now, the student may be of any age and attend school full or part-time. And this application must be submitted by April 1st.
That's just around the corner.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so April 1st,
trying to get everybody woke up and get those applications in. Then we also have BPW has a $1,000 scholarship to a resident of Cass County. And we give financial aid to a man or woman needing education to either re-enter the workforce or to gain additional education for a career, or to meet educational requirements for their employment, or to continue education that's been interrupted by having a family or some other reason. Mm-hmm. And these applications must also be submitted by April 1st.
So there's one for just about anybody who's planning to go into the workforce or is already in the workforce, man or woman.
Yes, that's correct. That one is for either. Then we have the Bev Mendenhall Nursing Scholarship. Bev Mendenhall was a very active member of BPW. She was a nurse, and she was very passionate about BPW. She passed away from cancer this past year, and we really feel the loss, as does the hospital out here and many others. But she wanted all of her memorial money to go to scholarships, and BPW
manage
them,
that.
Yes, mm-hmm. And her husband is 100% for this too, and he's really happy to do this. So this is available to a female resident of Cass County who also wants to re-enter the workforce or gain additional education for a career or meet educational requirements for the employment they're in, or to continue education interrupted by the family or some other reason.
So doesn't that be in nursing?
Yes, it is nursing.
It is
a nursing
scholarship. Okay.
Yes, it's a nursing scholarship. And these must also be in by April 1st.
Okay.
And then BPW Iowa is awarding several $1,000 scholarships to a man or a woman. And they have to be a resident of Iowa. And an applicant must be a non-traditional student who is a United States citizen, has been out of the workforce and wants or needs to go back to work but needs additional education, and has completed high school 5 or more years ago and now wants to start or resume their college education, and demonstrates a financial need, a scholastic ability, and leadership skills and career goals. And these must be postmarked by March 31st.
Well, we could almost say April 1st, except you'd be a day late.
Yes. But that's postmarked by, so just be sure you get it.
But it's good that when you're talking about all these, they basically are due all at the same time. Just say, by the end of March, you better have these scholarships in.
Yes. Now, we have distributed applications to the schools around, and also Jolene Rocker is our BPW scholarship chairman, and you can contact her at 712-249-7700 for an application. Or all of these applications are available also at the Great Western Bank here in Atlantic. Jolene works there, and the girls all know So just go in there and ask for an application, and they'll give you one.
What about for the Iowa one? Could it possibly be available online? Is there a BPW site?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
There is a BPW site, but I think.
Okay. If they have questions, they could always call you, right?
Yeah, they can call me, or Jolene has more information than I do.
Right.
But yeah.
Okay. So the first one you talked about is available to high school just graduating.
Yes. Well, actually, they can be.
Or
they can be out of,
right.
But it is available to high school grads.
Because
and that's
others,
what we mostly have given to high school grads on that one before. So.
But the others are really for people who are beyond.
Right.
The
They're for the non-traditional student.
Right.
That has,
and the Iowa one has a couple of other things in there that are, I think, narrow it down a little bit. Still available to lots of people, but you need to take a look at what it is that the scholarship is for.
Yes.
When you're applying, mm-hmm. and think about that.
And one of these Iowa $1,000 scholarships will be given to someone in Southwest Iowa. Red Oak Iowa Local and Atlantic Local have gone together, and we are providing one this year, a $1,000 scholarship. So
One will be
from Southwest Iowa. Yes.
That's good, because that's it's a more rural area. Population is in some other places, so it's good to know that one will be coming here.
Yes.
And, great opportunities, because going back to school is very expensive.
Yes, it is. I've learned that from my grandchildren going to college.
Yes, yes. So any bit of help, I'm sure, can be appreciated. And usually, if people are applying for scholarships, they are applying for more than one. Once you get the information together, it's not so difficult to apply for another one. But if you haven't done that for a while, I'm thinking you may want to visit with Jolene or somebody about, or I'm thinking somebody at Western might help you fill out, what is it you put in there? How do you apply? It's not real simple. Well, it's not very difficult, but sometimes you need to really think about what's asked for on the scholarship form.
Right, and to get your information, you might have to go to your tax returns and things like that. So you might have to
get on it right now.
Yeah, because you might have to dig a little bit for some of that information.
Exactly. So don't wait until March 25th, which is next Monday, by the way. You better get working on it this weekend. Oh, no.
A week from Monday.
Another week in there. So next week, you better really get working on it.
Right.
So you have time
to
kind of take a look at it and see if it's all okay.
Yeah.
So scholarships are a really important part of what BPW has accomplished, I think, both locally as well as across the nation. And BPW, you mentioned several times, now some of these scholarships are available to men and women, and it's business and professional women, but
we do, men are welcome to join our organization, as long as they believe as we do.
And what is the mission? What do they need to believe?
Believe that we work for the equality for women, and we, think that women should be paid equal pay for equal jobs. In fact, April 9th is Equal Pay Day, and that is the point in the year that women have to work extra in order to make the same amount of money that the men made the year before. Mm-hmm. So that's three and a half months longer to make the same money.
And it's been progress, but there's a long ways to go yet.
Right.
And I think some people, we were just having a discussion with a group last night, that when they start talking about feminism and women should be equal, they think, well, we're all against men. Well, men and women live in the same families in many cases. This is a together thing, not a against thing.
Right, right. We don't think men should be paid more than us in the same job either, so
it's equal pay, equal work.
Right,
yeah,
right.
And, so that's good to remember that's coming up April 9th. And something else coming up on your calendar that's real local is the craft show. We might mention that. We're going to talk about that again later. But
yes, our craft show is April 6th, and it's going to be at the Cass County Community Center again from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And, of course, we have over 50 tables sold so far. So it's going to be a good show and, of course, our good lunch with our homemade pies.
Yeah, I know last year for the spring one, and I'm not sure, I'm thinking for the fall, when you were packing booths out in the hallway even. So it's it's something that I think is a real opportunity if people want to see homemade, handmade, you know, things they might not see other places.
Yes, and the spring craft show is relatively new. It's been the last probably 8 or 10 years that we've done that. We used to do a rummage sale, and we've tried spaghetti suppers in the spring for a fundraiser. And then we thought, well, you know, our fall craft show goes really good. Why not try a spring one?
Okay.
And it's been real successful.
Okay. So, Margaret Sontag, again, all those applications, let's just say they're due March 31st because that'll get people in
Okay. Under
the wire. And call Jolene Rocker at?
At 712-249-7700. Or go to the Great Western Bank, and she'll have the applications
okay.
there.
Okay. Thank you so much, Margaret Sontag, for coming in today.
Thank you, LaVon, for mm-hmm. having us.
Till next time, here's a thought. We learn from our mistakes, and most of us never lack study tools.